And it is time for Tech Talk, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Life is too short not to love what you drive, and Emporia State Federal Credit Union can get you behind the wheel. Auto loans are available at ESFCU. Financing through your Emporia State Federal Credit Union can take the stress out of car buying. Local service and a friendly face you can trust. Apply online at ESFCU.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to another edition of Tech Talk here, and we're pleased to be joined by Flint Hills Technical College Dean of Enrollment Management, Brenda Carmichael, filling in for Tech Talk President Karen Daugherty here this morning. Brenda, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself today?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Yes, absolutely, Chuck and Ron. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you in. You've got graduation, kind of the culmination of the academic year, unofficially coming up here this weekend. And what's the buzz in the office right now taking place here when it comes to graduation?
Sure thing. So we have our graduation this Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. at William Lindsay White Auditorium. So we're just doing the last-minute touches of getting ready for graduation. A few students still need to pick up caps and gowns and finish in the semester. Finals are this week, so students are taking their final exam and completing their final projects to prepare for Saturday's activities.
So do you have a good number that will be graduating here Saturday, Brenda?
We do. We have 320 graduates that will be completing either their technical certificate or associate's degree.
And the ceremony, generally speaking, takes, what, about an hour to maybe an hour and a half, top end, start to finish, if memory serves me correctly?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Yep. You mentioned here about kind of the final prep. What are students doing here the next day or two here to get themselves ready here for what's to come on Saturday?
So a lot of students are decorating their caps to bring some additional excitement to their graduation ceremony and just getting the information out to their families so their families can be here to join them, planning their graduation ceremonies, making sure they're turning in all their work so they pass their classes. So, yeah.
So how has the 23-24 school year been, Brenda, overall?
It's been a great year. It's nice to see things go back to normal and just having students be engaged with activities and events. This year, we did implement a graduation fair to prepare for this ceremony where students were able to come in and pick up caps and gowns, do some photo ops, purchase some additional stoles, and get everything taken care of in one big day. So nice celebration for them.
Indeed. Besides the ceremonial aspect here, Brenda, when it comes to a graduation activity, what's the emotional launch point here for students and their family members? From your perspective, you're going to, okay, hey, look, I've made it this far, but how does this kind of point those students in the direction that they're going to be really launching into for their careers here possibly very soon?
Yes. A lot of our students have employment before the graduation ceremony takes place. So many of our students go straight into the workforce. Several will transfer on to four-year institutions with our 2+2 agreements. But it's that celebration moment. We do a lot of different mock interviews with our students and talk about their biggest accomplishment. And that accomplishment is completing this degree when they thought maybe that education wasn't the way to go, but realizing what we have to offer at Flint Hills Technical College and offering them a promising career. So that's the big hype right now, and just having that celebration on Saturday will make that happen. So there'll be tears of joy and sadness to see some of the students moving on, but I'm excited for them.
Well, and you should be. I mean, something that Flint Hills Tech College celebrates and hangs their hat on is the high graduation placement rate that these students have. So well over 300 graduates and well over 300, I guess, then, Brenda, will be heading to work here very soon, huh?
Yes. Yes, we're very excited about that. And, having more of our graduates in the workforce is a win for Flint Hills Technical College.
You mentioned here about the, you know, the partnerships where some students are going to, and they possibly will have positions on top of this, but they're going to those 4-year institutions a little bit later on here, you know, maybe even as soon as this summer, maybe this fall. Talk a little bit about, you know, the ongoing efforts here from Flint Hills Technical College perspective to link up to, say, Emporia State University with a wider array of these agreements, and also maybe other colleges and universities across Kansas to help those students really pursue their goals and objectives regardless of where they go.
Right, absolutely. You know, as the academic advising side, just making sure that our students are getting the best for the transferability. So between myself and our Dean of Academics, Kim Doherty, she's put a lot of work in arranging some 2+2s with the different 4-year universities. So whether that's Emporia State, Washburn, Fort Hays, K-State, you know, any Regent University in the state of Kansas has, you know, opened their doors to allow technical credits to transfer. So that's been a really great blessing for our students that have want to advance into their 4-year degree.
And talking with Brenda Carmichael, Flint Hills Technical College Dean of Enrollment Management, the big commencement for Flint Hills Tech College will be happening Saturday morning at White Auditorium beginning at 10. Also, what do we have, some dental hygiene pinning Friday night, Brenda?
We do. Dental hygiene pinning is 6 p.m. Friday evening at our campus in the conference room.
Okay. Question comes up here, is it for folks who have never attended that, is it just as easy as, okay, line up, get pinned, and go forward?
Yes.
So, go ahead, Brenda.
Oh, well, I mean, for the pinning, I mean, each of the ceremonies, you know, it's taking the planning of lots of different staff and faculty members and having, you know, designated seating areas for the students and for faculty during that event. So, we couldn't make these events happen without the help of the auditorium staff. I mean, they go above and beyond during these commencement ceremonies, so we're grateful for that.
Well, with the dawn of another school year means that we have the sunrise of another happening very soon. So how are things looking for the fall right now?
So things are looking great. Enrollment continues. Our summer classes will begin May 28th, so it's a quick turnaround from commencement into the summer session. And then enrollment continues for the fall and the spring semester. We have great opportunities for our students with the Kansas Promise Scholarship, with our high school fees for high school students in tech ed programs, so that enables students to come in and get their education at an affordable rate. So that's really nice. And then we're going to start offering some additional evening courses. In each of our programs, we'll offer at least one evening course starting in the fall semester.
Sounds good. Brenda, anything else that you wanted to bring up here, either about this immediate weekend or what's to come here early this summer once the official graduation activities come to a close?
After the graduation activities come to a close, it's, you know, getting their degrees prepared and sent out to them so they can begin that employment status, getting transcripts to their boards. You know, our dental hygiene students have to have transcripts sent to the boards before they can begin working. So, you know, finishing up that semester and moving forward with the summer, trying to do some different activities for our students in the upcoming fall and spring to get them more engaged as well. So,
well, congratulations to all the graduates. It's big doings happening, the graduation commencement for Flint Hills Tech College happening at White Auditorium Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Well, Brenda, thanks for stepping in, pinch hitting here this morning. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chuck and Ron, and thank you to Emporia State Federal Credit Union for their continued support.
Good to talk to you. Have
Thanks,
a good day.
Brenda.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Yeah, Brenda Carmichael, who is the Dean of Enrollment Management at Flint Hills Technical College with Tech Talk, brought to you monthly by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, ESFCU, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. It's 8:33. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson.